Lack of knowledge. One of the key findings from our study is that graduates lack a general awareness of how the art world functions, the roles involved in the production, distribution, and evaluation of contemporary art, and how the interplay between entities such as public and private museums, galleries, art fairs, auction houses, funding bodies, universities, and artists themselves create and shape the sector. Quote, I remember being very much like, what is funding? I didn't really understand, and I think if I had understood the way that the art world works, and like that obviously is so important, now I apply for funding all the time. I think the other thing is just being a bit more explicit during our college about the different games that are going on. You know, I think as an undergrad, you have no sense of that at all. And it's only when you leave and you look at different kinds of art from the outside that you realise, yes, there's so many different levels of the commercial art world and different niches in different places. Many of the graduates we interviewed started their undergraduate course with a very limited understanding of the sector. And although many applied with the view to becoming a professional artist, they did not know what this would involve and had little awareness of different careers in the sector. Those who had less exposure to art growing up or who did not have any family or friends working in the arts were at a particular disadvantage. Some potential careers mentioned by students who applied to art school with a particular career goal in mind, other than becoming a professional artist, were teachers or art therapists. Quote, I wasn't really sure if I was going to go back after each year. I think that was all to do with not having found even a practice that kind of felt like my own, that I'd feel confident enough in to then want to do after I graduated or anything. Quote, I think when I was studying, I was a bit like, what am I going to do when I leave? What's going to happen? Quote, I couldn't really imagine what I could do with my skills. Quote, like, what are the things you actually need to know? And what are the things that you might be worried about, but you don't need to worry about, you know? Just a bit of that, because there wasn't really any of that. Quote, I still don't know what professional practice means. If I don't know the answer, that means there is something awfully wrong. Quote, I did still want to believe that I could be a practicing artist. It's just, I didn't really know how that would actually work. Two of the GSA students we interviewed said they had considered dropping out due to the lack of career support offered by the university. Quote, it was mainly the lack of direction and not knowing why I was doing it or what I wanted to do with it afterwards. And just kind of like, did I make a horrible choice? Is there any point in spending 2 or 3 more years doing this if I'm already not sure why I'm doing it? Quote, I do feel like some of them were slightly holding back. There's a lot of stuff that I kind of like found out after, or just like little extra things, and I don't know why that is. Like, because a lot of the artists are teaching or were talking, they know more than they were letting on. There was not really any answer, which I found frustrating, because then it led me to think, is everybody keeping this secret from each other because it's competitive? It's almost as if they don't want all that information out there. Then that would mean less competition for them. Interviewees said that their course did not discuss alternative careers in the sector either, and some reported a general attitude of disdain towards those who expressed an interest in roles other than that of a professional artist. Quote, there wasn't really any identifiable gateways into career paths. It was like either you go to do a master's, or I didn't really know what the other options were for working in the arts. They teach you to be an artist and that's it. Like, I remember someone went off to go and be a teacher, and it was like maybe not looked down upon, but sort of in that sense. They were like, why are you going off to be a teacher? You should be here for the art. Because of this lack of basic contextual understanding, students were unable to imagine how their practice could exist within the sector and how they could participate in it. The data revealed a disconnect between studio work and professional practice, experienced by students in both course design and delivery. Interviewees described their course as very project focused, centering around developing practice and producing work. Quote, not to do with career, to be honest, that wasn't really discussed. I got support for each project I was working on at the time, but certainly like the bigger picture of where I could take this after I graduate or anything like that wasn't discussed. No one ever asked me at all what I wanted to do afterwards. I think they were very focused on producing the art whilst you were there. I learned skills there, but nothing applicable to outside of college. They reported that their course did not place much emphasis on professional practice and that tutors did not seem to value it. Some graduates said the fact that their professional practice module was graded reinforced their assumption that it was unimportant. Quote, it felt like they were just ticking a box. If it had been set up in a way that was like, this is going to help you, this is essential, and this is the reality of it, and not just, you need to do this, it's a pass or fail, I think that was the main issue. Because it wasn't graded, I was like, oh, I don't need it. GSA students stated that they were assessed on external opportunities as part of their professional practice module, but received no guidance from tutors on how to find opportunities or approach organisations, and were expected to participate in these outside of their timetabled curriculum. One participant described being reprimanded by their tutor for engaging in professional development during studio time and had to request time off work in order to participate in the external opportunities required to pass the course. Some reported that they were actively discouraged from asking about careers and told that's not something we talk about in art school. Graduates felt that their tutors encouraged them to continue their creative practice after graduating, but reported that they did not offer any insight into the practicalities of working as a professional artist. Consequently, students did not understand the relevance of their professional practice modules and how vital these skills were for establishing and sustaining a career in the arts after graduation. This meant they were reluctant to devote time to learning skills such as writing funding applications, networking, negotiating contracts, or promotion, which they saw as irrelevant. Most found that the careers service at their institution did not have an awareness of how to begin a career in the arts either, and therefore could not advise them. Quote, the university did have a careers advisor, but they couldn't really advise you in an art career, I don't think. I think they were sort of generalist, not a specialist. It was kind of like we were at a career talk or had people from the wider uni come to talk to us, and it would be kind of like, oh, and as artists, here's what you can do. And it was a bullet point list of stuff that felt a little bit unclear or not exactly what we'd been taught or told. Some graduates said they got the impression that making money from their practice was viewed as selling out by tutors, reporting that they were told not to discuss money when they asked how to price their work. Even those who wanted to work as professional artists felt it was unrealistic to imagine that this would be their sole source of income and planned to support their practice through working in addition to making art. Quote, it's weird, I don't really know what was expected of us, like what they expected us to do. But maybe what I've done is what they expected us to do. Now I'm technically unemployed, so is that what they wanted me to do maybe? Yes. Being realistic, not every student is going to leave and have exhibitions lined up and residencies lined up. You need to be able to pay your bills somehow. Most wanted a meaningful job where they could use their skills and engage with other creative people in the sector. Quote, I'm a practicing artist, but a practicing artist doesn't necessarily pay the bills, so I need to have a job on the side of that. But I also want to have a meaningful job rather than just a small retail job or something like that, you know? We were never really supported in a sense of leaving uni and getting a job that would be able to fund you creating and making work. And I didn't want there to be such a divide between my artwork and getting a job that would pay the bills. I wanted a job where I was in and involved, whilst I could also make at the same time. I've realised recently I'd rather make money out of doing something creative than do a shit job. The majority of interviewees stated that they had continued with their creative practice post-graduation. However, graduates were often working multiple jobs or long hours in order to support themselves and found they had a lack of time and energy for their creative practice. Quote, oftentimes I'm just too tired to actually make any progress on anything. Quote, I do hope one day I can just have one job, just a wee 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. No one else romanticises it as much as I do, but it would be nice to just have one thing. Quote, sometimes you've got to be burnt out all the time and sort out multiple opportunities at once. Quote, what do you apply for on Indeed? Artist? Do you get what I mean? A significant number of interviewees were not working in the sector, with some reporting that they did not know what jobs they could apply their skills to. Many reported experiencing financial hardship as a result of unemployment, low paid or unpaid jobs, and lack of funding. This was exacerbated by the cost of living crisis, and as a result, many were either in debt or forced to live with family. Quote, we know that artists don't get paid. Our wages aren't the same as if we were going into a different field. Hopefully when wages rise a little bit or cost of living comes down, that might be a time when we can actually maybe move. I know people that, you know, were on universal credit and could afford to sustain themselves with that alone. And again, it kind of comes down to probably where you're living and who you can live with for that support. Many highlighted the lack of stability and financial security created by short-term and zero-hour contracts as a barrier that made it harder to take up opportunities in the sector. Quote, so many jobs are 6 months and such long. What's happened to stability? Why haven't we got the funding to allow people to get jobs? I didn't want to leave a weekend job for a temporary weekend job. The job they were offering, they didn't know when it was going to end. It could be in 2 months, it could be a year, it could be 2 years. Even though I would have loved the experience, I have to have money, income coming in somehow. Those with caring responsibilities found this especially difficult. Quote, it's easier to take up opportunities when you're young and flexible and you don't have family caring commitments and things like that.